there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. A bond was formed between two teenagers, Akansha and Claire, in virtual art classes during the pandemic. This shared passion for creativity blossomed into a special program called Sketching with Seniors that bridges the generational gap with free art classes for older adults. This conversation highlights the power of collaboration and empowering teens to come together to share their specific skills and gifts to create meaningful change. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my two new friends today who started this wonderful organization called Sketching with Seniors. I have Akansha and Claire. They are from Atlanta. Hey, girls. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourselves? Akansha, why don't you start?
Yes. So hi, thank you for having me on this podcast. We're super excited. Currently, I'm a senior at Campbell High School in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm 17 years old. Happy
Amazing.
To be here.
And how about you, Claire?
Yeah, of course. Hey, my name is Claire Jang, and I'm a current senior at Pace Academy. I'm 16, and I'm really excited to be here with you guys.
Thank you so much. So, Akansha, why don't you start? Tell us everything about Sketching with Seniors. What is it? How did it get started? What was the spark? What was the inspiration? Tell us everything.
Okay, so Sketching with Seniors kind of formed in kind of the COVID, after COVID, like during those like hot like disease moment right there. And basically at that time I was, I moved back to India for 5 months during the online school. And basically it was to spend more time with my grandpa who had gotten diagnosed with cancer around the same time during COVID. And what really, really was bad about getting diagnosed with cancer during COVID was just the isolation that it came from. And obviously social isolation does not make any kind of disease any better, makes everything worse, right? And so he wasn't able to like engage with his community, engage with his friends, which I think would have really boosted his mental health at the time. So because of that, I kind of realized like, oh, like I'm lucky to be able to come back to India and support my grandpa during this time. But this, like other people aren't able to do that. And I kind of realized that like in senior homes, especially just the rampant isolationism and kind of loneliness that occurs, and like how, you know, I saw with my grandpa how that like affected him. Like I can just imagine how much worse it could be at senior homes and senior living areas. And so I've always been a creative. I've really been into art, anything like artsy. Like I've always been into that. That's been a big hobby of mine. And so I was kind of just like brainstorming, and I was like, how can I help? And so then I saw art as a way to help with senior mental health. I just didn't think much of it. I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to do this. And so I entered into this competition called our Donego Bright Future Award. And I just forgot about it afterwards. And then suddenly I can't, like, it came in where, oh, I'd gotten like to the finalist level. And I was like, okay, I think there's like something to be done here. Like, I think I saw like potential. I was like, okay, wait, this is something that could happen. And through that, I got a DM on Instagram, right? And it was Claire. So, Claire, you want to talk about it?
So tell us more, Claire. So did you know each other during middle school before Akansha went back to India?
Yeah, actually, this is a little ironic. We met each other in an art class. So in eighth grade during COVID, we actually started getting a little closer through the online platform. We both took advanced art. It was a really big roller coaster, especially doing something so tangible online. But it's actually a good precursor to why I got involved into Sketching with Seniors, my experience with art. And I think I can start with my younger brother. So I have a baby brother. We actually have a 9-year age gap, which is, you know, quite big. But he unfortunately had to go through the COVID years as basically a newborn. He was really 2-3 years old. And at that time, my dad also did not live in the US. And so because of that, I kind of struggled a little bit to get to know my brother to help him through this time. And one thing that I found was art. So, you know, for me, art really creates a space for creative expression and reflection. And I think most importantly, it created a space that allowed a connection with my brother that we really both lacked during this time. And so art really had been a huge part of my life. It's a language where I can express ideas and perspectives, but also we realized that it has such a profound impact on both of our mental health and how we can share that with the broader community. And that's where Sketching with Seniors came in.
Amazing. So you reached out to Akanksha and had that. So the project that you had submitted for that prize, was it Sketching with Seniors? Was it kind of the precursor of the project?
Mm-hmm. So it was like a basic like outline of like what it could be. And basically, again, like something that maybe we'll talk about later on was like funding. And so it was supposed to, it was like, oh, like we can fund ideas that are, you know, supposed to help the community. And so I wrote the thing, the outline, sent it in, and I got to the finalist level. But, and then because of that, they like posted stuff on social media. And so with that Claire got to know of it, right? And again, I made it to the finalist level, but I did not get that funding. And so after kind of the competition, like winners are announced, everything, I had this idea. I had this potential, but I'm very much into like organizing and stuff like that. I had not had any experience in teaching art necessarily. I had a lot of experience with working with senior citizens. So no experience in teaching art, but loved my old folk, right? So with that, I was just so clear. I was like, okay, I have this, where am I going with this? Because I don't know how to teach art. Like, where is this going to go? Right. I've only done a lot of work with senior homes. And so Claire,
that's where Claire comes in. Right. So yeah,
I actually can speak a little bit more of that. So I started before the pandemic, a really small group. I wouldn't call it a nonprofit, but I provided free art classes to my broader community. And it was actually very culturally orientated. We did Chinese calligraphy and Chinese ink art, which was really fun. And I got to share a little bit more about my culture with these really young students. And through that, I got a lot of experience with teaching. And I think teaching art is very different from doing art. There's like a Japanese mindset called shihari, and it basically means going into something with a beginner's mindset. And I think that idea is really hard to master, but something that I definitely learned throughout the process of trying to put myself as a beginner and sharing something that I loved so deeply. And I was very fortunate to find Akanksha, who is so passionate about something, and then kind of bring a little bit of my expertise teaching younger students and then transferring that into teaching older adults and going into these senior homes with Akanksha.
So, okay, this is amazing. I just love how you sort of play off of each other. And this is just such a nice example too of use your strengths, right? The thing that you're passionate about, and find other people and ask them to contribute their gifts and skills and talents and strengths, right? And together, you're going to create something really special and important. So tell us exactly, Akanksha, tell us exactly what the program is. Is it virtual? Is it in person? Is it classes for folks in institutions? Can it be seniors who live at home? So tell us everything. How does it actually work?
Okay, so how it works is that, again, we are incredibly flexible, and we just like to do things that suit senior needs. And so what we started off as was going into senior homes or communities that were, you know, they were all together in some type of home facility, or sometimes they even had like apartments outside of that. And so we would just go into those, schedule a day in their activity room that they usually had, and do have like an art activity with that. But then soon enough, senior homes started reaching out to us, right? And we were kind of befuddled, like, oh my gosh, like, what are we going to do now? Because we were really excited to work with new people, but it was, again, hard with like volunteers and stuff. And so then we also shifted virtually. And so now we have a virtual class with some seniors in San Diego. And wow. Even with that class, like a lot of their family joins too. So like their kids, their like siblings, they've joined too. And so that's kind of our new avenue that we're exploring, especially once we kind of go off to college. It's really going to be hard to like oversee everything. And with that kind of virtual aspect too, we got other groups of young people reaching out, or we reach out to other young people about doing similar things in their areas. And so we also have a group of teens that we work with that are doing the same thing in Canada. And so we basically told them everything that we've learned from our journey so far, some curriculums, some like skills. And so they were able to do that and like reorganize that or in Canada and other states as well.
Amazing. Amazing. Rick sort of reproduced the concept, the model, like a franchise almost. And that's amazing. At the end, we're going to ask for your social media and your website and all of that. But are there any resources online that people can access? Like, you know, as you mentioned, like curriculum and different things like that.
So here's the thing with that. Like, I feel like we see a lot of curriculums that are like targeted toward like young people and like, beginner art that's just directed towards people that are young. But I feel like there's kind of a lack of beginner art for seniors, because I think seniors, like we've realized during our lessons, that seniors have different needs or types of art that like benefit them. And so I'd like to have Claire kind of elaborate more on the types of like art and stuff that we've learned about seniors.
Absolutely. Please. Yeah. Tell us more about that, Claire.
Yeah, I'd love to. I think I should start with an anecdote, because that can maybe show the most powerful way that our curriculum has really evolved and molded to the needs of these seniors. So at the very, very start of our little journey, we partnered with a senior center called Golden Rose. It's a very, very small, very intimate space with maybe even less than 50 seniors. And this was a specialized senior home, which means they really only, and they specialize in dementia patients. So they only took dementia patients. All of the seniors that we worked with had some sort of memory loss, or they struggled with that a little bit. Some of them also had motor skill issues, which I'll bring back into the anecdote a little bit later. And one of the seniors, his name was Jerry. I still remember him very fondly, even though we don't go to the senior home anymore. And he told the best stories. He would tell about his cousin who was in Australia becoming a nurse, or how his sister was in Japan trying new foods. And I asked the nurse, I was like, wow, he has a very robust, really profound life. And this nurse was like, oh, he makes this all up. I don't know if it's true or not. And I was like, well, that's great. And one day his sister actually came and visited him, and we collectively, because we were there during the visiting hours, we invited some of the family members to join the seniors and draw together. And in that specific class, our prompt was draw something that's meaningful to you. We keep it very open-ended, especially for seniors who are a little more on the creative side, not to restrict them. And in that very moment, he drew his sister and remembered his sister's name for the first time in maybe years. And that very moment showed me what art could do for the seniors, especially creating something like that, having a prompt like that, painting with family, inviting people who they're familiar with, and creating a space where, you know, they could be free and express themselves was so meaningful. And I think that's, you know, that's what we mean by our curriculum is molded for the seniors, and we do it for them. And, you know, on that note, I will say that in addition to the online art classes, we've been able to expand what our initiative means, right? And that means expanding beyond senior homes and understanding how powerful art is and trying to increase access to art. So that's kind of the avenue that I've been working on specifically. And I can speak to one specific example. So we partner with a lot of Title I schools, especially in the Metro Atlanta area, because we realize that a lot of program funding is actually being directly taken from art. So when school lack funding, which unfortunately it's going down every year. The one thing that they're targeting every single time are these art programs. And in realizing this, we wanted to give back to our broader community beyond the senior homes themselves. And so one initiative that I've been really, really passionate about is creating art kits. So we started this in December, and we organize statewide community donation drives where we ask for canvases, paintbrushes, markers. We even asked for stickers and candy to include in these art kits. And we partnered with a few community centers in the area. We created actually like a instructional video on how to draw a flower, which is really interesting because we've never done a video. We posted it on YouTube even. Created like a little QR code, handwritten note, added it into these bags, and distributed it to some community centers. We also worked with CHOA, the Children's Hospital of Atlanta, and started distributing these art kits to students who were not as fortunate as us.
That's amazing. Well, you know, a few things that you said there that I just wanted to highlight. One thing is, you know, we know about people who suffer from memory loss, that creative outlets using music, art, instruments, all of these things actually really does unlock a different part of their brain, right? And they know for a fact that people who suffer from dementia and other types of memory loss and neurodegenerative diseases, that they do better in community with others when they are engaged in this, in these kinds of activities, puzzle making, you know, doing puzzles, drawing, painting, looking at art, listening to music, singing, dancing, moving their bodies. So the fact that Jerry was able to draw and come up with his sister's name after perhaps not remembering it for a while does not surprise me, because I actually think that art unlocks a different part of the brain. So that's really, really powerful. I do love the art kits for kids. You know, I love that you've taken this wonderful concept that started with seniors and you're expanding it out. Akanksha, you were going to say something else about that.
Yes. And I would like to add on as well that like with Claire's kind of learning about like adapting our curriculum to kind of be very holistic of seniors, like we make whatever, like we make the most out of our volunteers, because whenever we have a lot of volunteers that come for the first time, because we partner with schools and high schools, their National Honor Society, different clubs. And so every time we come, we get new people who have never done this before. And so we like to exploit every ounce of talent these people have. And if there's a piano, we're like, who knows how to play piano? Let's play something, right? Somebody, you know, if people want to start dancing, start playing music. We have a lot of seniors that come that not really interested in art, just want to chit chat. And sure. So, you know, that's something we encourage. And so, again, like we like to give them the most entertainment value that they can receive.
Right. And remember, these places where you're visiting, and maybe the folks who are coming to you virtually as well, they're pretty depressing, right? It's not the most joyful. And so here you are, your young people with your bright, shiny, beautiful faces, and you're bringing color and life and music and just engagement. I mean, all of this enrichment, as you very rightly pointed out at the very beginning of the conversation, Akanksha, the isolation and the loneliness that came out, particularly during the pandemic, but even since, I mean, anyone who is institutionalized is kind of by definition isolated. They may or may not receive any visitors at all. And so you all coming with your art supplies and again, with your wonderful attitudes and your positive, you know, your friendship and your kindness. I mean, it cannot be overstated how important that is and how much you can actually make people feel better and live longer. And live, you know, more rich lives at the end of their lives. We should not assume that someone who's in one of these facilities is just kind of there waiting to die, right? They still have so much to offer. And I just think it's such a beautiful story. Claire, can you tell everybody where we can learn more, your website, your social media handle, all of that good stuff? Because maybe folks will want to learn from you. And as you mentioned, you know, start their own program in their own community, or maybe send you some resources so you can do some more art kits. Tell us everything.
Yeah, of course. So we would love for you guys to contribute to our initiative and explore what we do, especially reach out. We love to hear your voices and see how you can contribute to our initiative or how we can even contribute to yours. So you can find us on Instagram @sketchingwithseniors. And then you can also find our website where we are updating it periodically with pictures at sketchingwithseniors.com. And then we also have a GoFundMe link that should be linked somewhere within this podcast, hopefully, and you can contribute there. So that'd be amazing.
Girls, thank you so much. This was such a really wonderful story. I'm wishing you the best of luck with this incredible program, with your college applications. I don't think you're going to need it. You're going to do really beautifully, and you're going to be such incredible contributors to any college that's lucky enough to have you. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.